All right, let's get into EB's entertainment page. And of course, it's sponsored. How could it not be sponsored?
All right, entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager now. She'll take care of you, set you up with a sales assistant. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand-new vehicles right there on the website, bmwfairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star, I promise. So, Cakes, I read this long actual profile in Rolling Stone magazine online. Mm-hmm. Yesterday. It was actually the Australian, New Zealand version, I guess, of Rolling Stone magazine.
Okay.
And they were interviewing our guy, Joel Madden, from Good Charlotte.
Love it.
Today, did you know, is the release date of their newest album.
I think I don't know that. You think I haven't seen the clips that they've been putting out on Twitter over the last, like...
So they haven't put out a new record in 7 or 8 years. They basically said they were done. They, you know, they hadn't performed in 6 or 7 years, I don't think. And what spurred this on was his sister-in-law... Remember, he's married to Nicole Richie. And Benji Madden is married to Cameron Diaz.
That's crazy.
These guys are overachieving.
Think about it. Those guys from Waldorf, had this unbelievable career. Yep. Like, just like one in a million shot. Mm-hmm. Yep. Make it as rock stars. Living out in Hollywood or whatever. They're family guys. All the guys in the band are family guys. They all came from broken homes.
Yeah.
And they want to focus on their wives and their kids. And... you know, they produce music and, you know, just performing at this point basically was behind them.
Yep.
But Sophia Richie, I guess Nicole Richie's sister, was a huge fan of Good Charlotte. She was getting married. So she asked Joel if Good Charlotte would play her after party or whatever, wedding.
Love that ask.
Yeah. And it's, I think it was like in France or something.
Okay.
And she asked Joel, and Joel said, yeah, sure, but let me ask the guys, because I'm asking the guys to fly to like south of France or something and play a show for free.
Right.
And the all the guys were like, sure, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be fun to get together.
Mm-hmm.
And so they really prepared. They got together for a week. They wanted to put a good show for her, right? Because they knew that she was a big fan. It's Joel's sister-in-law.
It's in the family, yeah.
It's in the family. We want to put on a good show. And they enjoyed it so much that they decided afterwards, we should make new music.
And put out a new
album. Because we're still we're better musicians than we ever have been.
The album is Motel Du Cap.
Right.
It's out today.
And I have our guy Ben over here is filling in Valdez today. I've asked him if he could pull up a few of the singles.
Oh, okay.
I don't know any of the songs. Pick one, Ben. Tell us what you're playing.
Good Charlotte new music listening party.
Rejects.
This is Rejects.
Yeah, I've heard this already.
Oh, really?
It's catchy.
Like it? It's
catchy.
Supposed to be like kind of classic Good Charlotte.
Yeah.
I have to say, I am partial to them. I really like the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love most of their stuff.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy, I guess, has had a reunion tour. Like, they've been playing again.
Yeah.
There's been a revival from that era.
Which is great. Great for us.
I love it. The mid-90s, mid to late 90s.
Can you play another one for me, Ben? Play another one. So all this stuff now, I mean... nobody buys records anymore. You just listen, you download everything or whatever. You like them on your Spotify.
Yeah.
Your Stepper.
Stepper. Will there be momentum for this, Cakes? They're going to tour.
Fantastic.
Starting in 2026 to support the record.
You think I'm not going to go see Good
Charlotte? You know they're going to come here.
You think I'm not going to go see Good Charlotte when they're playing locally?
Supposedly.
Do they have all of the original guys still in the band?
Yes, same four. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, they're playing arenas.
Love it. Think I'm not going to go to Cap One and see Good Charlotte.
Maybe you can catch them at a nice intimate venue, but for the most part, the tour, they're playing arenas.
I mean, how can Good Charlotte not play the anthem and play the anthem?
Well, they are.
They should do that, Ben.
That would be cool, yeah.
They're going to play all their old stuff.
Yeah.
But they're also going to play their new stuff. And I have to say, I know you're a huge fan. I'm also a huge fan. I didn't realize Jason
I've
was
so seen
a huge
Good
fan.
Charlotte in I like really like so I like many them. Venues. I've seen them on a Warped Tour. I've seen them at Echo Stage.
You've seen them everywhere.
I've seen them all over the place.
When they were at the peak of their powers, and we were just starting out as a morning show at HFS. You got to give Lisa Ward and RPD at the time credit because she had Benji and Joel show up at the 9:30 Club with us, and they did
an acoustic set for an hour.
Was it like a birthday show for us or something? It was.
I think so.
It was something. Yeah, it was like our 10-year anniversary or something.
Yeah, it was an anniversary show, and they brought their guitars out. They were on stage, and they were like taking questions from the audience. Yeah, played for an hour. They were awesome.
Private show for us and our audience, and we gave away tickets. Yeah. like 8 a.m.
Yep, very cool.
It was a killer show.
Joel and Benji,
love those guys.
I have to say, I love those.
Love those guys.
They are identical. Correct.
Believe so.
You have to ask Drabby that.
I'm pretty sure they're identical twins, but don't quote me on it.
Yeah, I think they are. Think.
Cakes, what do you know about Ice Cube's new film on Amazon Prime?
Funny you should ask, because it's been billed as maybe not even the worst movie of the year. It's a remake of War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
Which has been done many times. Yeah. Wasn't Tom Cruise in a remake of it?
Yeah.
The original.
And that was good, by the way.
The original, I think, came out like in the 50s, but this latest iteration on Amazon, I believe, has 4% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, at one point,
which is near impossible.
As of 2 days ago, it had zero.
I mean, here's one of the reviews.
Yeah.
A cinematic atrocity for the ages, yet somehow Ice Cube's phoned-in performance isn't the worst thing. It's the rabid product placement for Amazon and Amazon-affiliated products in Rich Lee's screen time movie that makes War of the Worlds an absolute joke. I mean, people are destroying this movie. Like, even if you're bored to death, I don't think you should watch War of the Worlds. Like, you should have something better to do with your life than watch this trashy remake.
I mean, if it's getting to zero, of course I'm not going to watch it.
They're saying it's in this discussion.
How did they botch it so bad?
Movie of the decade so far. Worse than Happy Gilmore 2? How's that possible?
Who directed this?
Rich Lee, I believe, is his name.
Rich Lee. What else did he do?
Ice Cube phoned it in.
Yeah. Here's another review. There's no doubt at this very moment H.G. Wells is turning in his grave.
Right. Cakes.
I don't recognize any of the movies Rich Lee did.
Now, what's the movie that you said that's getting, on the other hand, that's getting Weapons?
Weapons.
All right, now, is that opening
a
this weekend?
A new thriller. Yeah. I think that's getting 96% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
All right, now remind me what Weapons is about.
Weapons is about a group of children in a class who all go missing like at the same time, and then the teacher gets implicated, who's played by Ruthie from Ozark. I always forget her.
Julia Garner. Love her.
Like, people are blaming her for the disappearance. It's a whodunit mystery thriller.
Josh Brolin is my boy.
Josh Brolin is in it. Yep. It looks really good. Like, that's a movie you should see this weekend.
In Maybrook, Pennsylvania, 17 children from the same class simultaneously leave their homes and vanish. Their teacher arrives to find only one present in the classroom. Police investigation is launched, and so on and so forth.
Man, it sounds absurd, though. Yeah, I mean, what's
supposed to be good?
All right,
I'll go see it. You said it comes out today.
Today,
and that's in theaters. That's not like a Netflix or Amazon thing.
No, in theaters.
Right, in theaters.
I love mystery horrors.
Well, I think you should go see it. Hey, but you're busy today. You're going to go out for early dinner. Then you're going to be curled up in bed to watch Pat's Commanders at 7:45.
I'm going to be in the bed watching it. Why couldn't I see it? I mean, I'm guessing it probably starts around noon, the first show.
I mean, you could see it.
Showtimes.
I think you should go see it and tell me how good it is.
It's intriguing.
I'm going to be out Jason's way because I'm actually playing out at Raspberry Falls with some of my volleyball dads from like Meg's old club team.
Yeah.
And they're guys I get together with 4 or 5 times a year.
Uh-huh.
But he's asking when do I leave? Like, that's in like Leesburg, technically, right? When do I leave?
Yeah, kind of west of it.
When do I leave Raspberry? You know, that area. I assume I just have to stay for dinner because I don't want to sit on the Beltway for 2 hours going home.
Well, if you tee
that's
off,
just a nightmare.
You're teeing off at 12. Say you're done by 12 or 4:30, 4:45.
I'm gonna have dinner and chill.
You could have dinner there at the clubhouse, but
I'll go somewhere probably. But
either go further east, like to Reston or Tyson's, so you're closer to home. Then you could jump on the Beltway there, or I would go 15 north to 70 to 95.
What's the latest? What's the latest I could?
You just got to ways it, man. I don't know. Some Fridays are more open than others for some reason.
I go out that way all the time, but I drive back like at 8:39.
Yeah, and there's no traffic.
There's no traffic.
Yeah.
Well, it's like 6 o'clock on a Friday.
I would think at six, you're probably going to.
But you were saying Fridays are sometimes not as bad.
Sometimes they're not as bad for some reason. Either a lot of people working remote, or they're getting away for vacations. I don't know.
All right, this is a terrible story, Cakes.
Just weighs it.
It was just yesterday that Kelly Clarkson, or the day before, had announced that she was suspending her residency in Las Vegas, citing her ex-husband's poor health. Well, he died yesterday.
Oh.
How terrible is that?
That's terrible.
Brandon Blackstock, he was a talent manager at one point. At one point, he was the manager for Blake Shelton. He then was her manager, and they got married. They had two kids together. He had a previous marriage, so he had four kids. He was just 48 years old. I believe it was the old melanoma that got him.
Ooh.
It was just terrible. Just a terrible, terrible story. 48 years old. Dr. His father started Starstruck Entertainment in 1988 and was married to Reba McEntire.
His father was?
His father.
I don't know what Starstruck Entertainment is.
Neither
is that a big company?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
I don't know.
Got
probably
no file
probably
on
it. Probably a management company.
Yeah, okay.
A management company. Have you seen Machine Gun Kelly lately?
No.
I didn't see him perform, but he was one of the closers at Warped Tour at RFK like a month and a half ago.
Did you notice? Like, first of all, he's had a lot of those tattoos blacked out, right?
I have seen that,
yeah. Yeah, that's kind of a trendy thing guys are doing, and I think it's also, some people are doing it because they say, it reminds them of maybe when they weren't in the best frame of mind mentally or whatever. Want to start over, new era, get all your old girlfriend's names, kind of out there. But he is like freakishly skinny now. He talks about his diet, and I don't know if he's just saying this or it's real. He basically says he eats a couple times a week.
Then
he
goes, really?
Oh, yeah. He'll go like a couple days and just have like one meal. Doesn't eat that much.
I can't relate.
I saw a video of him a couple weeks ago, and he just said, yeah, I don't really eat, just coffee and cigarettes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He has like
it
one meal
like a healthy blend.
Every couple days. My wife went to the doctor just for like normal checkup stuff, and they were talking to her, like, oh, you're looking good, all your numbers look good, you've lost some weight, everything looks good, and the lady just basically said that, we as a culture, we just eat way too much. Mm-hmm. Like, our bodies don't need all the food, we keep stuffing in it.
They don't eat three meals a day?
We're way overeating, just on the whole.
Not surprised.
And that's why we're just
probably
like this
true.
Gigantic.
Don't
obese,
we lead the world in obesity?
Country.
Don't we lead the world in obesity?
I think we're number one.
I mean, we've got to be near the top.
But if you look at pictures of MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, he's butt skin.
He's the other end of the curve.
I mean, he looks like Manny Forbes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But women love him. The look. I did think he said he likes sauerkraut and kimchi or something like that. Maybe he's that.
I like me some kimchi.
I mean, I like
just
both
doesn't sound
things,
like a lot of protein.
But yeah, that doesn't sound like a foundation for a diet.
Is he back with Megan Fox or no?
No, I don't think so. I thought she was just trashing him.
She was. Yeah, I thought so. It's hard for me to keep up with it.
He does have a silly new song out called Cliche.
Can you find it? Ben,
he'll find it.
Ben, find it.
I don't know how it's doing in the charts. I just know that I see it.
You hear it and
I like it. Yeah, yeah.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
Is he acting too? He's kind of doing everything, right? And by the way, is Post Malone completely crossed over to the country now? Is he just now a country artist?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
I think he might have. All right. This is MGK's new jam. It's been out for a while.
Yeah, it's been out for a while. Takes a little bit to get into it.
Baby, I'm a rolling stone. I got a lot of right in me, but I don't want to say this wrong.
God, I wish I could be a record.
You should run away with me, even if you're better.
I've actually seen him in some interviews. He's actually a pretty likable guy.
He kind of is. I'm turning a corner on him.
Some of his music's actually good.
He's a likable guy. I've seen him interview quite a bit, and I know he's like.
Where is he from? I like the background.
Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah. I'm gonna guess
he's also
from
like Detroit or something, Midwest.
I don't know where he's from. I got no idea.
Houston.
The Houston guy. He loves C.J. Stroud.
Born in Houston, 1990.
It's catchy.
Oh, but how about
it's definitely
this?
Definitely catchy.
His parents were Christian missionaries. He moved all over the world when he was a kid. He lived in Egypt. He lived in Kenya. He lived in Germany. Holy crap. He lived everywhere.
Guys, well-traveled. Look at Trav with the Golden Ears finding the MGK hit.
I might have Golden Ears.
You might. You very well might.
He's got 31 million social media followers.
That seems like a lot.
Except for life.
Of course.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling him by his real name, not Machine. Colson Baker. I'm going to start. I'm not going to call him Machine
I think MGK is a little catchier.
Maybe.
Maybe people have negative perceptions of him because the first time when he kind of came on the scene is when he was battling Eminem, right? And he was like dissing him. Like when he kind of like really went popular and viral. Maybe. I don't know.
I didn't even know he had beef with Eminem. I didn't know that's how.
That was a whole thing.
Kill shot. Cakes. Come on, Cakes.
That was a whole thing. We went back and forth. We played it.
I'm out on the MGK origin story. I just like his pop punk.
You know what? I didn't know it either. Don't feel bad.
All right, don't forget, D. Smith is going to join us in studio. That's coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Fan.